calling XPO. This is Naomi. How may I help you?
Yes, we have a tech do some work for us, and he emailed us an invoice, and it's not legible.
Okay, you said you had a technician do some work, and you received an email, but it's not legible?
Correct.
Okay, may I have the order number?
I don't know if I'm going to be able to read it. Let's see here.
Can I have the zip code to where services were being provided at?
75071.
And the last name in the order?
Camella, C-A-M-E-L-L-A.
And what date did this service take place?
I think it was January 6th.
One moment. Oh, Mama's still trying to pull it up. All right. And the first name is Susan. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the location is 209 Hannington Lane?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He sent it from the square, and all you can only see the total amount. You can't see any of the details. And to get reimbursed from our home warranty, I need the details.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and reach out to the service provider, letting them know that the information provided needs to be more legible. Is there an email address you'd like for us to forward us to?
S as in Sam, C as in cat, A, M as in mom, ELLA at hotmail.com.
All right. S as in sun, U as in umbrella, S as in Samantha, C as in Charlie, A as in alpha, M as in Mary, E as in echo, L as in lucky, L as in Larry. A is an apple at hotmail.com?
Correct.
Okay. And you said in order to get reimbursed from home delivery?
From my home warranty.
All right. I'll go ahead and reach out to the service provider for them to submit this information to you. Anything else I can assist you with?
That's all. Thank you.
Thanks for calling XPO. Goodbye.